as somebody who keenly follows the trolley numbers on a regular basis at the University Hospital, and from talking to patients and staff in there, you know, they recall their experiences to me. And this year we are hitting record figures within the hospital for the number of patients on trolley. So I wanted to get an assessment of basically how are the HSE dealing with the issue. We're told that the HSE is providing its largest ever budget to hospitals in the country. And while there has been an increase in the budget in Sligo University on the 2017 figure, there has been no increase in the number of open beds, no increase in the number of staff nursing whole-time equivalents. So the problem is still exacerbating, and that's why we have the high records that we have there. So the logic behind it is to see, well, where is the money going? It clearly isn't going to the frontline services in providing staff and beds, and that's why we have the high record of patients on trolleys, which is a hazard to both themselves and to other people in the hospital, and it's an unsafe practice as well.
And what about the answers you received on that?
So the answers I've received is that there is no increase in beds over the last 3 years. There has been a 4 million increase in the budget from 2017 to 18. That has not gone into staff nurses because there has been no increase in the figures over the past year either. And yet the trolley cases have gone up by about 800, and that's only up as far as October figures, because we obviously haven't reached the end of the year. So the problem is not being solved, and throwing money at it, at the problem, and not actually chasing to see where it's going, is not solved.